Good Saturday morning. Welcome into the weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Now, last week we were off because of a little programming conflict. The British Open was going on, but no early golf today. We are back to talk about a plethora of topics here on the weekend kickoff. And joining me once again, Mr. Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez, our fearless leader, Big T Terrence is back in the house as well. I'm Ballpark Frank. Lots to get to here, and well, guys, let's start it off with what's on everybody's mind right now. Now, you guys have the best supplement stores in the Valley, in the world for that matter.
Vegas Discount Nutrition, where it's at.
But a lot of people think, you know what, I can sidestep the supplements and get an even quicker boost or something. I just might get caught doing stuff.
And what Frank is talking about is, of course, the Russian track and field team who...
Just them?
Well, as of right now, just them. But they lost their appeal to the Court of Arbitration of Sport, the CAS. Now, I don't know how many people know the full story, but back in November, they were cited, basically, or accused. Bunch of accusations thrown out. And, I mean, accusations for... false identification with the fighters. Look at this. I'm already in MMA mode. And field athletes, they've all had false identification. The investigators said that they were often given notice that the out-of-competition tests were coming up. And they often bribed the officials, the control officers, to get out of the testing. And not only that, Frank. They had, like, hidden compartments in the testing facility.
This was insane. This is insane stuff. It's like chaos and Maxwell Smart or something like that. I mean, the stuff that was going on, this goes back to, like, 2010 when allegedly this started. I wouldn't be surprised if it actually started before that. But we heard about vials.
I heard 1999, they've gone back from tests that far and have found stuff.
The vials that they had of people's urine samples and that kind of stuff with the unsealable top, supposedly they were taking those off and then resealing them with a new unsealable top. They had frozen samples that they were thawing out and then replacing. They were drilling holes in the walls of the labs, throwing the vials through them, replacing the urine with clean urine, then putting them back through the holes in the lab so they couldn't be detected by the cameras in the rooms and stuff, and then resealing and redoing the walls and everything. I mean, this is somewhere out there, Lance Armstrong is going, damn, these guys were dirty.
And smart. And very smart.
Well, maybe not that smart because they are getting busted big. They might not have any Olympic
teams.
That's
the thing. WADA this week has officially called for the entire Russian team to be banned from the games. Now, I know we've had teams in the past been banned from the games for certain political reasons, but to have an entire country banned from the Olympics because of doping. I mean, listen, Russia took the most gold medals last Olympics. They clearly have an edge. And I don't know if I'm on the fence of dropping them. Or, man, just let everybody take it.
Who knew back when that Maria Sharapova was maybe the cleanest Russian that there is?
Right? It's gotten out of hand. And, I mean, I feel that all day long, wherever I am, whatever sport it is, we're hearing about failed drug tests. I mean, Just the other day, Le'Veon Bell didn't show up for his. Oh.
That's the difference, though. He didn't show up.
But in the NFL, if you don't show up, you're guilty. That is a failed test. And he's already on the list. He's already had issues.
That's the second one in a calendar year now.
Three strikes, you're out. I mean, it's just, it doesn't look good. And now it doesn't really matter for next year, so to say, for him, this coming season. But next year, he's a free agent. That will hurt his stock tremendously. We don't know yet if he's been banned or if he's got his 4-game suspension, but it's not looking good for him. So, and when I say I'm on the fence, do we? I mean, we talk about how they don't have a level playing field. Well, why don't we just make it a level playing field? Listen, everybody loved baseball when it was the home run era, when everyone was hitting home runs left and right. Everybody was on the juice.
Well, you know what? It might be a 90% leveled playing field because the rewards, what these people get doing it, compared to what's going to happen if they get caught, it's so out of balance that I'm sure 70-80% of the people are doing it.
You think it's that high?
I think it's massive.
I agree with you. Look, I think it is.
Let's say if a guy's in the minor leagues, Frank was talking about this before. If he's in the minor leagues, he's making $50,000 a year. He just needs to get 10% better. He gets himself 10% better. He signs that couple million-dollar contract. What's the downside? He still gets to keep the money. He still has his contract. He's going to get slapped on the wrist. The same thing with these people in the Olympics or football. It's just there's no penalty whatsoever for these guys to pay. It's ridiculous. Of course, 90% of the people are going to do it.
You know, one of the interesting things about it, too, is there's probably a lot of people out there that are doing it that really don't even know they're doing it. Their coach, their trainer, or somebody gives it. Here's your protein shake in the morning. You know some stuff is getting snuck in there. I love the people that are holier than thou that put themselves on a pedestal and go, well, they knew what they were taking. I don't put anything in my body that I don't know what it is. Really? What kind of pesticides were in those groceries you bought at the store? What ingredients were in this? We all put stuff. Nobody knows everything they put in their body unless they're growing it right out of their own garden.
Exactly.
And they don't know what's in the soil.
Yeah, no,
that's why people should eat, like me and Armando, Fat Burger, In-N-Out.
There you go.
Why even bother?
So, why even bother?
Now, what about you, Armando? Do you think we should make this a level playing field? Like, let's just seriously, if because it's, we've talked about this. However many ways they have to pop you, there are that many ways to beat it. Even more ways to beat it.
And it constantly changes. They come out and invent new things.
Always something new.
I mean, you know, I would love for that to happen. I would love to see everybody just, you know, do away with the Olympic drug testing and just, it's like, whatever happens,
I mean,
happens.
They did away with the amateur. Are you really technically an amateur anymore in the Olympics?
No, let's face it. The United States were amateurs for a long, long time when the rest of the world wasn't. When the Red Army team came over and played hockey, those guys were all professional.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
It's one of the first things out there. But what you're suggesting here is you're saying, bring back the old pride days, better fighting through chemistry,
right?
Just whatever you can get if you want to make yourself better, and you want to take the risk of the health things that might be down the road, because we know, you know, there's allegedly a lot of things that steroids do to you.
Absolutely there are. The side effects are tremendously, they outweigh
the positive. You're doing that to yourself. Come on.
That's the thing, though, is it's like what Terrence said. It's like, who cares if I'm going to be shot down? Who cares if I have a heart attack at 50 years old? I'm rich when I'm 30.
Well, I've said it for years. People always go, oh, that's a shame what those steroids did to Lyle Alzado. Really? I would trade my life for Lyle Alzado's in a heartbeat. Let's see, I made all the money I wanted in the world. I traveled all over the world. I had all the women and everything else, the luxuries of life in the world I want.
You do kind
of
look like him.
And you were probably one of the best.
You kind of look like with that long hair and beard going.
He looks more like, remember Lyle Alzado, best movie role ever?
Uh-oh.
Anyone remember?
No.
The freaked up looking guy in Goonies?
No, he wasn't that.
That was Lyle Alzado.
Okay.
Yeah. But we've also had bodybuilders, these guys that use the stuff constantly, drop dead at 37 years old because their heart's so enlarged. But I do feel for the guys that you talked about who actually do not know what they're taking. Like, I honestly feel bad for a guy like Chad Mendes. Chad Mendes this past week was just given a 2-year suspension for HGH. Says he took human growth hormone. What he took was over-the-counter stuff. Just something that's going to naturally boost your growth hormone. But it's banned. So you can't take it. That's the thing. Some of these banned lists, I mean, aspirin's illegal. You can't take aspirin. If fighters can't take aspirin leading up to a test, that's up to a fight, that's horrible. But on the flip side, we're going to change subject here really quickly. Last weekend, we saw a fighter in Bellator in London take one of the nastiest knees I have ever seen to the dome and fractured his skull. Cyborg Santos against Michael Page. And Michael Venom Page, no one has ever accused this guy of being on steroids. He is like a thinner Anderson Silva.
By the way, Phil's talking about Mr. Cyborg, because usually people hear Cyborg Santos and they think of somebody else.
Cyborg's technically changed her name because they are no longer together, but yes, the male, because if it was male against female, that would even be really bad. But if you have not seen this, this is where you get into that line of questioning of what if a guy was on something in that type of sport, in MMA? And we're seeing a lot, I mean, since the UFC 200 when we were last on air. We've had a lot of things go on, and we'll talk about that later on. But, I mean, have anyone here, did we see it? Terrence, did you see that fight? Did you see the knockout? Armando, what were your thoughts when you saw that? Because I've never seen another fighter in so much pain in my life. He just curled up and just laid there. So I'm shaking. Never seen a fighter in that much pain.
I don't want to say what I really thought at that particular moment. But after, when I found out what was going on, it was a different. I had a different feeling. I mean, because it was amazing that he that first when he got hit and went straight down. It reminded me of Jose Aldo when he hit Cub Swanson. You know, when he with that flying
double
knee. Yeah, and it's like I'm like
a skull.
Yeah, and he just and I'm like, wow, you know, that was great. And so I thought, what an awesome, you know, he caught him great. That was great. So, and then I was a little when I first saw it, I was a little disappointed, really annoyed by what he did afterwards.
Yeah,
to celebrate.
The showboating, Michael Page has always been known for that.
Again,
it's
the
one
showboating
of the things he does.
I can find, but when a grown man, not to mention a fighter, comes out with a Pokemon ball and throws it at him, rolled it to him, I'm like, I'm through.
Are you kidding? Three times before we started today, I had to drag you away from outside the building because you're sitting there walking around.
I have never played Pokemon Go.
Unbelievable.
So after that, and then I saw the X-ray, I'm like, oh, I felt really bad for the guy. I mean, because that X-ray that you saw was his forehead cracked in four different spots, which I thought was just...
And how do they fix that, Frank?
I have no idea. I've heard they're going to put a plate in his head that will be there permanently. It will never be removed. But, you know, when I saw the X-rays from it, first off, there's a big dent in his head.
Yes.
I mean, there's literally a dent.
Well, you can see it in his forehead.
Yeah, it looks like a crater on the moon or something. I mean, there's a huge hole in his head, literally. But then I saw it, and I was thinking, it's kind of like when you get a pebble or something hits your windshield on your car, and you see it, but then it keeps on spidering out. And that's what I'm thinking. It's like, how much damage do we know is really done in this thing? Is it stopping right there, or is this going to go into the orbital with the eye and other things too? Is there going to maybe down the road be some brain damage or something? I mean, it's one of the most serious things I've ever seen. His skull was literally cracked.
Yeah, oh, brutal.
It looked like taking a hard-boiled egg and cracking it like you're about to peel it or something. It's insane.
I have it on my pad. It's like it looks like a puzzle.
That has made the rounds, and I'm sure people out there have seen it. If you haven't, it's pretty easy. Just
it's
Google
always great
size.
To say look on the radio, by the way.
Right.
I was talking about YouTube.
It's because he's using his phone with the other hand looking for that Pokemon.
No, I am not looking for that Pokemon.
We do have to... Bellator was last night. I did not get to watch it. I'm excited for that fight card. Melvin Gard, another guy who can't make weight ever, but he fought over. I'm looking forward to getting home, watching that from last night. Friday nights, I'm always stuck. I watch that show Outcast on Cinemax. I don't know if you've seen that, but I'm all about that show. So Friday night, that's kind of what's taking charge right now. But tonight, Terrence Crawford, Victor Postol. I know. Terrence, you are excited about this one. We have got a true battle between the number one and number two ranked junior welterweights in the world. It's down at the MGM. Both guys 28-0. Somebody's O has got to go. Tell me, Terrence, how excited you are for this fight. Because you're in Vegas mode for this fight.
I'm very excited. It's the first fight that I've gone to see in probably about a year and a half. It's a fight that... I believe the odds are anywhere from like 5-1 to 6-1, but I think it's almost a 50-50 fight. This is going to be a really good fight. I'm a big fan of.
So you Terrence think it's a very
Crawford.
Live dog then?
Very, very live dog. I mean, he took Matistez to part, and I believe he was about a 4-5. You know.
Now again, we're talking Lucas Matisse, who's a knockout artist,
yes.
who can fight like there's no tomorrow. He just totally outworked him. Totally stood right in front of him, took a couple of shots, and just. Beat his.
Well, see, here's the interesting thing about the fight is that there's a very, very well-known fighter who's interested in this, and that be Manny Pacquiao. And Manny Pacquiao there's a little bit of a rumor that since he's coming out of retirement, we're going to see him in November, that he's looking to take on the winner. Now, obviously, Postol trains with Freddie Roach, so I don't see that. I think that's a little unlikely. The last four fights since he's been with Freddie, by the way, he's looked really good.
There's been other occasions, I believe, Freddie trained Cotto, and he's trained other fighters that have switched, and they asked if they would fight, if they're going to fight. He says, yeah, they could fight each other, but I'm still going to train Manny. That's been his meal ticket to it. When they interviewed him, he just said, yeah, they could fight each other, but I'm still going to go with Manny. I don't know, man. I mean, Manny's getting older. I would still obviously make him a favorite in the fight, even if this guy beats Crawford. But you're looking at Crawford. He's going to come in probably... He weighed in 139.5. He's probably going to come in 20 pounds heavier. The guy's 6 foot tall, you know. Manny's what, 5'6" and a half? He's, you know, almost my size. Just getting past Crawford's going to be difficult. I think it's a really, really good fight. I was shocked when this early in their career, both being undefeated like that, both having those belts, and they're fighting for the real belt, the ring championship belt. I was very, very surprised. I believe they made the MGM where it fits 9,000 people, 9,000 seats. And as of yesterday, there's about 1,000 left. So you get 9,000 people there. It's one of those really good fights, but it's not, you know, two well-known named people, but a great fight.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
It's a great fight for the hardcores, let me tell you.
And exactly. Well,
I'm interested to see how it does next week in the buys, because this is the first pay-per-view for both of them headlining.
It's going to be 150.
It's going to be low,
grand.
I think
you guys are being a little generous. I don't think it's going to be that much.
But well, I got to say, I think Crawford wins, and watching all of Crawford's fights, I got to say, I haven't seen anyone move back and forth from orthodox to southpaw so
that's good.
Just so fluidly. He looks really, really good, and I see him winning this fight. I know you say it's close, but I got Crawford in this one.
He's a technician, he's a boxer, he's a brawler, but he's also got this real nasty streak in him. He's a guy that came from the hardcore ghetto that had bullets bouncing off of his head, literally, and you see that sometimes when they start brawling with him. He's nasty.
He's going to win late stoppage, I hope.
All right, little boxing talk there. Lots more to get to here on a Saturday. It is the Weekend Kickoff, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition with 3 locations. And we might have some news later on in the show with another one on the way as well. Lots more to get to here on a Saturday morning. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM.